Hello, and thank you for joining us today for week four of the seven-step process for releasing this year and moving into the new year. Let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week, Jane will be reviewing with us steps one and two, gratitude and good times of the seven-step process for releasing the year and moving into the new year. Let us watch and listen.
Now guess what? We're moving into the new year, and it's coming fast, everybody. It's coming fast. And as you know, we've been working on the difficulties and disappointments of this year, and then we also took the next thing, which was our hopes and our dreams. And recently, you worked on forgiveness. One of the hardest things, of course, is forgiveness. And as I mentioned last week, forgiveness is about forgiving yourself also. I know so many of you have been working on these steps, but also been very busy with family and friends and baking cookies and getting all those things ready for the family on Christmas Day. So I want you to think about the good times that you've had this year. Let's just focus on the good times, the very, very special times that have meant a lot to you this year. Those moments when you were surprised and you were happy and you had wonderful things happen to you, because we all had wonderful things. And as we move into this new year with new enthusiasm and good times to look forward to, we also need to say thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for this last year. Thank you. Thank you for all the wonderful things that you gave me this year. All the wonderful opportunities and the wonderful people that you presented to me this year. Thank you. Some of the things that perhaps that you were presented with weren't altogether embraceable. But don't worry about that, because whatever was presented to you this last year, whatever was presented to you was for your growth. For your growth, because you are a soul in evolution, a soul evolving. And every year that we come into the new energy of the new year, we need to let the old year go, because we want to open ourselves up to new thank you gods, to new hopes and dreams, to new good times, all those things. How wonderful. We have all that to look forward to. But in order to truly look forward to it in the manner that we need to do a very important part about that is that you have to do your journaling, journaling, journaling. I know that you're thinking, oh gosh, this one more time. But yes, as you found out doing your journaling, the things came up. Maybe there were some good times that you've forgotten about. Maybe there was some thank you gods that you really want to thank God for, because they were difficulties and disappointments that perhaps you had, or disappointments and difficulties as far as your hopes and dreams are. Perhaps all that, as you look at, perhaps those were your good times. Perhaps those were the moments in time when you really grew. Spiritually, you knew how to forgive, you knew how to release, you knew how to let go. So many times I have gone through this process of the seven steps and letting go of the year. I'm always surprised at some of the most difficult times of my year were the greatest spiritual growth of the year. So we want to look at those things with new eyes, because you have done your disappointments and difficulties. Now, I want you to look at your good times and thank you gods, because some of those thank you gods are going to come out of your disappointments and difficulties. Yes, there's always an opportunity for us to grow and to change. There's always an opportunity to change our life. Nothing changes unless we change our consciousness of what's going on. Consciousness is the only thing you can change within yourself. Your consciousness, your awareness. Your awareness of who you are and identifying with that center of enlightenment within you. Within you is that center. Within you is everything you need to move forward into the new year. Everything that you are, everything that you have ever been, all the good times and the disappointments and all the difficulties that you've had in the past have created who you are right now, have made it possible for you to be in this spiritual place that you are. Now, I'm going to open a whole new door for you. I'm going to talk about things that I have not talked about before. But I think you're ready. You're ready to receive this information. I think the world is ready to grow and to change. The world in its essence is asking to have new understandings about their life. Because the old things don't work anymore. The old ways we've looked at life don't work anymore. We've got to open our consciousness up, open our eyes to see new things, open our ears to hear new things. And one of the things I did with the hopes and dreams, I hope and dream that each and every one of you put on your list. I hope and dream that you put on that list, I want to have new eyes to see and new ears to hear. I want to know about more about who I truly am. I'm not this limited soul moving through this world and feeling less than. No, 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 that's not who you are at all. Wake up, humanity. Wake up to the essence of who you are. Because if you don't, you're just going to do the same old things over and over and over again, and they're going to bring the same old crappy results that you are trying to let go of this year. Yes, you are a soul, an evolution. You have lived here for many, 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 many lifetimes. You have experienced many, many good times, and you've experienced a lot of difficulties, and you've experienced a lot of thank you gods, and you've experienced a lot of hopes and dreams that never came true. And maybe some of the hopes and dreams that you had 200 years ago are now coming true for you. One of my hopes and dreams 200 years ago was to grow spiritually and to have greater understanding of God, because I didn't understand what was going on in my universe 200 years ago. I didn't understand why I was in the situation I was in, and nothing else satisfied me. Thank you, God, that I came into this lifetime ready to grow and to change, ready to make whatever sacrifices I wanted and needed to make to grow in spirituality. And now I can say to you, there has been no sacrifices. No. There has been nothing, not one thing that I would say I wish didn't happen. Because all those things that happened to me We're creating an awareness of the soul that I am and honoring that part of me. And I honor that part of you because you are also this evolutionary process, in this evolutionary process. You live and have your being on this planet Earth, the only planet in this universe that has human beings on it. Why do we have human beings here? To help us grow, to help us change, help us develop all that we are. So all the good times that I've had this year, all the thank you gods and all the things that I have struggled over to understand have helped me to have a greater understanding of myself and in you also. Be a magnet of God. Be a magnet that draws forth everyone that you meet into a higher consciousness. Yes. And we are going to release it. We have to release it. We have to let it go. We have to move forward, because if we don't let it go, we're dragging it. Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want you to do that. Do your homework. Give yourself a chance this week. This is going to be a new year, and you want to be prepared to move into that new year fresh, clean, and ready to move forward. I'm ready to take you on to a new understanding of yourself. I'm ready, I'm willing, I want to, because I know that you're all me in some form. You are part of me, I am part of you, and we are all here together to support and help each other. Even the most negative is here to help and support us to grow forward into a new consciousness of awareness. Yes, we are going to release this week. I want you to go through your list, and I want you to look at your whole list from the beginning to the end. All the things you put down in your little journal. And if you haven't finished it, please finish it. The new year is coming. And I'm supporting you. I'm moving out of the old into the new. Clean, fresh, ready to move forward. Ready to move forward. Because unless we release it and let it go and surrender it. Surrendering it, who are we surrendering it to when I say surrendering? You're surrendering it to the universe. You're surrendering it and letting it go because it has vibrations, it has energy. This whole year that you've just lived has a vibration and energy to it. It has lots of thought forms. And we're going to take it and go, whoof, here it is. So I want you to think about it right now. And think about all the things that you have on your list and all the things that were good, bad, and indifferent, joyful and sorrowful. And we're going to go, whoof. We're going to surrender it. We're going to throw it into the universe to be dissolved. Dissolved. A thought form is an energy pattern. A thought form has power and will continue to present itself in our mind, in our head, in our whole beingness until we say no more. No more. I'm letting it go. And if about the 10th of January, some of these old thought forms are still here, I'm going to take my energy and I'm going to say poof to you, out of my head, out of my life. And sometimes those really strong thought forms that you have had for centuries are going to show their ugly heads one more time, and you're going to have to say poof on them. Poof. I'm not letting them rule my life. Because if I let them rule my life, I am just simply going to continue doing that which I've been doing for the last many, many years of my life. Children that are here right now, little souls that are very mature souls, are coming into incarnation right now, into this universe. And they are going to come with a life plan to grow spiritually. They are going to have it in their DNA and in their genes. It's going to be part of who they are. Just like many, many of the children that have come in the last 25 years have come to know about more about who they are. They don't want religion as religion is. They're saying, what is this all about? They're saying, I want more. I know there's more. I remember when I was a little girl, I said, how did Jesus die for my sins? He didn't even know me then. That puzzled me so much when I was 5 and 6 years old. I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that Jesus, Christ consciousness, was a state of beingness, which was mine to do in this lifetime, mine to understand, mine to move out of the opposites, move out of all this. I don't even know how to talk about it. All these disappointments and difficulties and all the things that you've had occurring in the nation, in the world, all over. Everyone lives in the opposites. I don't care if they're in China, Norway, Sweden. Doesn't matter. Paris, France. They're living in the opposites. And every lifetime you've ever had, you've lived in the opposites. It's time to move out of the opposites. It's time to make that a goal. I want to know more of who I am. And this one doesn't live in the opposites. This one is above the opposites. And I will be helping you to do just that. So you put it on your wish list to move out of your opposites, because it's keeping you as stuck as anything else in your world is keeping you stuck. Because we live in this constant moving in and out of opposites. And I've been talking to you a lot in the last couple of weeks about this. Because I want to see you free. Freedom comes from being in the opposite, but not being affected by them. Not getting down into that space where you are feeling the victim of the opposites. No. I don't want that for you. I want you to move and create a whole new universe of consciousness for yourself. And it's here. It's very, very possible. I was a mother, married, taking care of children, doing work. I was meditating. A lot more is happening for us now than any other time, because we can't all go to India and sit with a guru. There's too many of us coming in to move our consciousness. Too many of us are ready to say, okay, I'm done. I want to grow and change. I may be a doctor, a lawyer. I may be a mother. I may be the garbage collector. They're all souls evolving. It doesn't matter. The mailman, the musician, doesn't matter. We're all here evolving. We all have jobs that we have to do to take care of our families. And yet, you can move in consciousness. You are not trapped in that job. You can see your job as something to help you grow spiritually, because everything that's happening in your life, everything is happening, is helping you to grow. So take that job that you're on and embrace it and work with it and make that your spiritual haven. Your spiritual haven. No matter what it is, it's your spiritual haven. You don't have to go to church to worship. You can be in that God consciousness, Christ consciousness, in your everyday moments. You can learn to do the meditations so that they're so much a part of you that when you get out of your chair and you are not meditating formally, you're still connected. You've got an ear listening to that divine energy of God speaking to you. The infinite intelligence of this universe you are connected to. I want to hear it all the time. I don't want to go anyplace or do anything that I'm not connected. I mean, why not be connected with the infinite intelligence of this universe? It is huge, and it can give you all the information you need. You can Google God anytime you want to. You can ask any questions, and it'll come into your consciousness. Yes. These computers and all the wonderful things that are available to us. You know, we also have God, consciousness, infinite intelligence, just as available to us. All we have to do is call. All we have to do is push the button within us that says, I want to know more of who I am. These steps that we've been taking this year, these steps, the last couple of weeks to release the year, are here for your growth and change. Here for your growth, to know who you are. Not wondering, oh, well, it's another year. The same old is going to happen to me. Absolutely it will. I promise you it will if you don't take some action to make changes within yourself. You are a magnificent spiritual vehicle. You are magnificent in so many ways. Go find that part of you that's so beautiful, that connects with the universe and every other soul on the planet. Just like the internet. You can connect with every soul on this planet if you knew their email addresses. Oh, even if you don't, you're still connected. You're just as connected to God. So I'm going to invite you to do your homework this week and prepare yourself for the big finale, saying goodbye. I want you to do your homework. I want you to do this. I want you to look at your life. And then, in a couple days, you're going to get another email from me. And it's going to be a meditation to take the year up, the seven steps. And maybe you'll listen to it New Year's Eve. Maybe you'll listen to it New Year's Day. Maybe you'll listen to it tomorrow. I don't know. So I support you in looking at your good times and bad times and whatever. Making your list and checking it twice and letting it go. And then I'm going to ask you to join me. In a couple days, you'll get another email from me. And we're going to do a meditation releasing the earth. And I look forward to that time with you. Bye for now.
As we watched this video, Jane has challenged us to continue working to move through this process in order to move into the new year with a clean slate. I have always found that once I had completed steps 3, 4, and 5, disappointments and difficulties, hopes and dreams, and forgiveness, gratitude opened my heart to a new awareness of thankfulness. It is the heart opening to continue to move through this process in a new experience of unconditional love. These two steps go hand in hand as an expression of joy. I want to let you know today that we are grateful for your gifts to the center, which is dedicated to supporting all souls to live in the light of the true self. Information regarding donations is listed in the chat area below. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. And also, we here at the center wish you a joyous and love-filled Christmas. We'll see you next week. Bye now.